My understanding is that Kevin is has an excused absence.
Correct.
And are we waiting for Veronica?
She is here. We have four out of four.
Excellent. Then I will call this meeting of the Madison Police and Fire Commission to order. We have a quorum. Present are myself, President William Greer, Commissioner Mary Schaaf, Commissioner Veronica Figueroa Velez, and we are welcoming tonight our newest member, Commissioner Azure Fudge Hart. Did I get that right? All
Azure.
right. Welcome, Commissioner. I'm so glad to have you with us. We've been laboring at four commissioners waiting for a fifth. So we're glad to see you. We'll take a moment to introduce ourselves and give you an opportunity to do so as well. My name is William Greer. My pronouns are he, him, his. I am the president of the Madison Police and Fire Commission. I'm a longtime Madison resident, a retired mental health professional, and I am into my fifth year on the commission. Mary, would you like to go?
Yes. Hi, I'm Mary Schaaf. I've lived in Madison for about 30 years. I'm retired from the police department. Been retired now for almost 5 years, which, and that's about how long I've been on the commission as well.
Veronica, are you here?
I am. Veronica Figueroa. I've been with the commission, I would say, for 2 years now, close to 2 years around there. I'm the executive director of DAMA Inc. here in town and also work for public health, violence prevention, and intervention.
Thank you. And Commissioner Fudge Hart.
Hello, my name is Azure Fudge Hart. I'm born and raised in Madison. My background is in finance, and I currently am a lead financial analyst at QBE Insurance in Sun Prairie, the old General Casualty. And I have been in finance, I think, about 25 years, but I'm born and raised here. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you need us to repeat or slow down or explain anything, don't hesitate to ask. We will start with a consideration of the draft minutes from the August 12th, 2024 meeting. Have people had an opportunity to review those? Yes, I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
I'd move approval of the minutes. Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of August 12, 2024. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion carries. Michael, do we have any public comment?
We do. We have two registrants, Boyce and Leah Hodge, who are here with us. We were able to test their microphones earlier. Just by way of introduction, the way we usually do it is everyone has 3 minutes to speak at the beginning of the agenda. I'm seeing because you registered with the same address. I don't know if you want to combine your three into six or whatever feels comfortable, up to President Greer's discretion. And I'm supposed to say that you are both residents of District 17.
District 17. Hello, boys.
Hi, President Greer.
Long time no see.
I know that's right. Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you. You're looking good.
Thank you, and you as well.
All right. Please begin with your statement, and if Leah has a separate statement, we will accept that as well.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, good afternoon, everybody. I would like to thank you for the opportunity to comment publicly before this board. My comments will be brief and will consist of just a little bit of personal introduction from me, a statement of why I'm here, and some events that led up to me requesting to make public comment, and then just close with a few parting thoughts. I'm Boyce Hodge. I'm a lifelong City of Madison resident, growing up on the City of Madison South Side. I retired from the Madison Fire Department in January of 2012 after 24 years of service. Currently, I'm serving as the Director of School and Community Culture for Edgewood High School of the Sacred Heart in Madison, Wisconsin, where I direct all diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives for the school community, including the recruitment, promotion, and retention of students, faculty, and staff from underrepresented demographic groups. Leah's mother, Fonda Hodge, is a retired City of Madison police employee. She retired in January of 2024 after 38 years of service. She could not join us tonight due to a medical condition requiring chemotherapy. Why am I here? I'm before you today to formally and for the record ask this body to reinstate my daughter, Leah Hodge, to the 2024-25 recruitment hiring process for the position of firefighter EMT for the City of Madison Fire Department. Now is the time to immediately reinstate her, given that the next part of the MFD hiring process, which is the physical agility test, begins 7 days from today, which is the week of September 16th. We were advised by representatives from the City of Madison Mayor's Office, City of Madison Human Resources, Firefighters Local 311, as well as community stakeholders from the African American Council of Churches, the NAACP, and the Urban League of Greater Madison to appeal this matter before this board. Thus, I am formally and for the record asking this body to reinstate my daughter, Leah Hodge, to the recruitment process for firefighter EMT for the City of Madison Fire Department. I'm going to give you just a brief chronology of events. Leah took the written exam on July 11, 2024, and was notified on August 1st by Human Resources that she passed the written exam and was invited to the next step of the process for the position, which consists of an interview before an oral board panel made up of three people, a fire division or assistant chief, one member from Firefighters Local 311, and one community member. Leah's oral interview was held on August 14th. She was subsequently notified by City of Madison Human Resources on August 26th that she did not pass the oral board panel interview. Now, I want to pause here parenthetically just to give you a little context about Leah's background with the fire department. Leah has passed both the written examination and the oral board panel two times in previous hiring processes. In fact, in 2022, she was placed on the MFD final eligibility list by Fire Chief Chris Carbon, only to be eliminated by a technology issue when attempting to submit or attach her personal history questionnaire to an administrative assistant and also human resources. When she attempted to contact the MMFD administrative assistant, Denise DeSerio, and I hope I pronounced her name correctly. She was the person coordinating the collation of the application materials in their submission. She attempted prior to the deadline by email, which we have proof, by phone, which we have proof, prior to the submission deadline to advise her of the fact that she was having this technology issue with submitting her personal history questionnaire. But we didn't get a, or she didn't get a response from Denise until the next week. Leah then made the decision to just, well, I'll screenshot this because that'll date and timestamp this information. And then she emailed the questionnaire to Denise. Leah was then subsequently advised that this mode of submission, now remember, she's already been approved by Chief Carbon to be in that 22 recruit class, right? So she was subsequently advised that this mode of submission was not acceptable, even in the midst of her making the gestures to prove that she submitted it and that there was a technology issue and so on and so forth. We even provided MMFD and Human Resources with the emails and the phone logs indicating the date and timestamps, which clearly show the technology problem, and our attempts to contact MMFD and the MFD administrative assistant, Denise Cesario, to prove that the submission was before the stated deadline set by MMFD and Human Resources. And this eventually led to Leah being eliminated from the process, even though she was placed on the final eligibility list. Leah is college educated, majoring in social work, and was a student athlete at La Follette High School, and was a four-year participant in fall, winter, and spring sports. She graduated with honors. Then at the NCAA level, she competed in cross country and track and field. She volunteers in this community and in the community where she's working right now, and serves as a role model to, quite frankly, a lot of girls, but specifically those that attend our church, Mount Zion Baptist Church. She is the ideal candidate for becoming a firefighter EMT. She has a particular interest in becoming a paramedic or becoming a member of the MFD CARES team with her social work background. Moreover, she is a young woman of impeccable character and integrity. She has no criminal history and or AODA issues, which in the past, during my tenure on the fire department and in recent history, has stained the public image of the Madison Fire Department. And finally here, I just wanna share this with you in doing my research for this meeting. The city of Madison was established in 1836 and it created a volunteer fire department in 1838. The city formed its first paid fire department in 1908. In its 116-year history, the city of Madison Fire Department has had only a total of four Black women on its roster. That's roughly, right around 1% or less. Two have since retired. I had the honor of working with these two women. They both have retired. One retired as a chief, one as a firefighter. And there are two Black women that remain on the department right now, but four in 116 years. That's shocking. According to the latest census data, and I'm coming to a close here, I got three more short paragraphs. According to the latest census data, Madison has 20,000 people that identify as African American. So arguably, let's just say half of those are women, are Black women, right? For the fire department not to recruit or have a strategy to recruit and retain and promote African American women to reflect our community is quite frankly disturbing to my wife and I. And then finally here, two things. Number one, the reinstatement of Leah Hodge will benefit this city, arguably, and it will benefit the city of Madison Fire Department. And obviously it would benefit her. It would, in my estimation, further served to avoid the potential public relations and partisan challenges that could potentially beset the city in general and the fire department specifically. So thus, in closing, I formally and for the record, I'm asking this body to reinstate my daughter, Leah Hodge, to the 2024 recruitment hiring process for the position of firefighter EMT for the city of Madison. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Any questions? Hearing none. Mr. Hodge.
Yes, sir.
We will take this matter under consideration, and I will be back to you as appropriate with our response.
Thank you.
William, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I have a follow-up question. You said that she attempted to submit the paperwork, but it didn't work. So then she screenshotted and sent it, and that you have proof of this. Was this brought up to them, the proof and all of that, that this happened and the system didn't work, or was that a conversation?
You're lagging a little bit, Commissioner.
I am going to.
I got the gist of your question, but I want to make sure I hear every subject, verb, and predicate in each sentence that you pass my way, so I can respond appropriately.
I'm going to close my camera to see if my connection is better. But can you hear me better now?
Yes.
So you mentioned that in trying to submit the paperwork, you have proved that all of these things happened. You know, that she tried, it didn't work. And then she screenshotted and sent it, and they told her that was not an appropriate channel or whatever that was. Was this brought up to the department that you tried and this is why you sent it this way, because the system did not work? Was that conversation happen or no?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Not to this extent, bringing it, my wife Fonda and I, before the board, along with Leah. What we did was we took the next logical step, which was Leah contacted Denise DeSario to let her know what the issue was, both by email and by phone. And we have screenshots of all that data, and it all occurred before the 4 o'clock deadline on that Friday. And I don't have that data. I do have it in my record, but I don't have it instantly. So yes, in answer to your question, we made the attempts to say, hey, this is a problem. And then finally Leah being a techie kid in this sense of her age, right? And she said, so I'll just screenshot it. And so she did that. She screenshot the phone log, which was before 4 o'clock. She screenshot the personal history questionnaire, which was about 25 to 30 pages. But nonetheless, she did that. And she attempted to call Denise and left messages, got voicemail, and didn't get a response back from her until the following week. And we have substantial proof of all of that, date, time stamp, and everything. Yes.
That's all. Thank you.
Any other questions of clarification? Okay. Mr. Hodge, thank you.
You're welcome, Bill.
For being here tonight. We obviously take this matter seriously. Michael, we have his contact information. Okay. We will be in touch with you in a timely manner.
Thank you.
Thank you
for that. I didn't see my daughter. She was on the call, and I know she also registered, but if at the very least you guys can see our Fonda and myself's third child, just an amazing young lady. And, you know, it's just a shame that she's She can't be in that number.
Mr. Hodge, would you be willing to just shoot an email to pfc@cityofmadison.com with your preferred contact?
Yes.
So that I can make sure the commissioners have that?
I can do that immediately.
Thank you.
Leah, were you going to say anything, or can you? Or I'm sorry, I might be out of order here, Mr. President, but I know I did want her to introduce herself to this body, and if you guys had any questions of her, you know, just in general, but I just wanted you guys to just give her the eye test at the very least, and maybe if you had any questions.
Ms. Hodge, are you with us? And would you like to say something?
Hi, sorry, I didn't know if you guys were going to unmute me if I unmuted myself. Hi, I am Leah Hodge, Boyce Hodge's daughter. I do just want to take a moment and say thank you to all of you for taking the time to sit down and hear everything that me and my father do have to say. He gave a great kind of like synopsis of everything that happened and that has transpired in the past, and then kind of what we're going through right now. The only things I really have to add to that is that I really do want this job. Like my father said before, I've been a collegiate athlete, went to school for social work, have been involved in community outreach. And so here goes this job where, in my opinion, is the perfect mashup of all these things, with the fact that I love being physical. I want to be out there and I want to help people. And so when we went through the ordeal that we went through last time, you know, obviously I was upset that I did not get to continue forward due to a technological error, but I wasn't discouraged. We had words of encouragement from so many people on so many different levels of the force that, you know, I just kind of took it on the chin and was like, next time this process comes along, I without a doubt will be applying again. And then here that comes, only for me to be dismissed from the process during this oral board. And frankly, it was just confusing to know that, like my father said, I got so far to the point where I did the oral boards. They have two oral boards in the process that happened last time. One was a community one, and then the last one was one involving the Chiefs. And so for me to have passed both of those only to not make it past this one, it was just confusing. And I just don't really understand how that could have happened. I feel very confident in the answers that I gave. I feel confident this is a job that I will do nothing but excel at. And I just felt like it would be doing a disservice not only to myself, my family, but just anybody that could be inspired by me on the force not to come here and just ask of you guys to reinstate me to this process. Once again, thank you guys for even opening the forum to like have us be able to come in here and do this. This is something that I feel, no matter what you guys end up deciding, is very important for people, the community, to be able to come before people and raise questions and ask questions and kind of try to look for answers to help better processes for people that may come after me. But yeah, that's all I have. Once again, just thank you guys for your time.
Thank you. Is there anything else? If not, we want to thank the Hodge family, and we will be back with you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You bet.
You as well. Thank you.
Are we prepared to move forward? Jenna, you're with us?
Yes.
Any comments?
Well, under the open meetings law, we're not permitted to substantively discuss this item tonight or take action on it. due to the fact that it's not noticed on the agenda. So my recommendation would be that we schedule a special meeting to address this. And then prior to that date, I think, William, if you'd like me to touch base with the city and the fire department to gather additional information, I think that would be the best approach.
I would indeed. Do commissioners have their calendars, and can we set a special meeting? Should we try to put this at midday or evening? Is there a preference, Mary?
I prefer the midday if possible, just because I think it opens up more times for me than evening does. So,
okay.
I prefer midday.
So if we look into next week, the 16th through the 20th, any noon hours available for folks there? I can do the 17th, the 18th, and the 20th.
I believe I can do the 18th and the 20th. I'm just checking on the 17th. I have a text out.
Veronica?
I can do the 18th.
Okay, we have the 18th. And Commissioner Azure Heart Fudge Heart, pardon me.
I can do the 18th. When did she say that they were having those tests? And does that matter?
What I can do is gather additional information. We're not able to substantively discuss it tonight, due to the fact that it's not on the agenda, but I will find out the answer to that question.
So we can all be available at 12 or 12:15?
12.
At 12 noon on September 18th for a special meeting regarding this matter. Okay. Moving on, are there any disclosures or recusals this evening? Areas of conflict of interest, potential conflict of interest. I see none. So we will move on to our fire department discussion items.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Scott Bavery, Assistant Chief. Pretty short agenda from MFD again. So I appreciate your time, and I'll get right to it. We do have three individuals off probation recommendations from the fire chief. So I think in the past, I'll just do one at a time, unless I hear otherwise from you. Okay. Chief Carbon recommends a permanent placement of the member below into the rank of deputy fire chief after successful completion of the 12-month probation period. Quarterly evals were conducted by the fire chief himself, and no discrepancies were found. And that would be Deputy Chief Tim Ravick. And upon your approval, it would be effective September 4th of 2024.
Is there a motion to approve?
I would move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the chief's recommendation regarding fire department employee Tim Robert. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Assistant Chief?
Yep. Thank you, President Greer. Secondly, Chief Carbon recommends a permanent placement of the member below to the rank of Division Chief after the successful completion of her 12-month probation period. Quarterly evals were conducted, again, by the Fire Chief, and no discrepancies were found in this case either, and that is Division Chief Lisa Becker. Based on your recommendation, if approved, she will be off probation effective September 25th of 2024.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve Lisa Becker, Division Chief, effective September 25th, 2024.
Is there a second?
Go ahead.
I second the motion.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the chief's recommendation for the promotion of Lisa Becker to division chief effective 9/25/2024. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Okay.
Thank you for that one. And then finally, off probation request again from Chief Carbon recommends the permanent placement of the member below into the rank of Fire Lieutenant after the successful completion of the 12-month probation period. These quarterly evals were conducted by a division chief and then reviewed by myself, Assistant Chief of Personnel, and no discrepancies were found in this case as well. And that would be for Lieutenant Aaron Zamzow. And if approved tonight by you all, his effective date would be September 17th of 2024.
Is there a motion for approval? I will make that motion to accept the chief's recommendation for the promotion of fire lieutenant of Aaron Zamzow, effective 9/17/2024.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Thank you. Assistant Chief?
Thank you on all three of those. And then just to update you all, we do have some personnel investigations currently underway. We currently have four open investigations involving potential violations of either APMs, MFD policies, and procedures. At this point, no suspensions require notifications, however, to the PFC. And that's really all I have as far as MFD goes.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions of the Assistant Chief? So we have none. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you, all you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. We'll move on to the Police Department discussion items.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Fantastic. Lieutenant Eric Furman, I'm filling in tonight, speaking on behalf of Captain Tim Patton from training. And first item I have, similar to MFD, are three potential action on final recommendation on behalf of Chief Barnes for three candidates following the successful completion of their probationary period. And if it works for the PFC members, I'll follow the same process. I'll read off each individual and their position one at a time.
It works for us.
Okay. Fantastic. The first member for your consideration is Kyle Toberman, the rank of detective. Detective Toberman has successfully completed his 12-month probationary period upon review by his command staff, and if so approved, that effective date would be October 1st, 2024.
Is there a motion to approve?
I move approval of the promotion for Kyle Toberman, effective as stated.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to accept the chief's recommendation for promotion. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you. Also, at the request of Chief Barnes, is the recommended approval of Mario Gonzalez to the permanent rank of sergeant, effective October 15th, 2024, if approved by this body. Sergeant Gonzalez has also successfully completed his probationary period as reviewed by his command staff.
I will move approval of the chief's recommendation of promotion to sergeant of Mario Gonzalez, effective October 15th, 2024. Is there a second?
Excellent.
Did you get there, Michael? All right. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Thank you. Lieutenant Furman?
Thank you. And the last for your consideration on behalf of Chief Barnes' recommendation is Lauren Meverden to the permanent rank of detective, and if approved, this would be effective October 15th, 2024. Officer or Detective Meverden has successfully completed her probationary period in rank as reviewed by her command staff.
I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve Lauren Meverden, detective, effective October 15, 2024.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Go ahead, Mary.
I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the chief's recommendation for the promotion of Lauren Meverden to detective, effective October 15, 2024. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The motion carries. Lieutenant?
Thank you, sir. Second item for consideration, Captain Patton presented to the group a packet with six candidates, and we're requesting for your consideration, adding those six candidates to the 2024-2025 Police Department eligibility list. And those six candidates were in a September PFC Police Department eligibility list that was sent via email, I believe.
Have people had a chance to review that list?
Yes.
I would entertain a motion.
I would move approval of the six individuals added to the police department's eligibility list. I can list them off for the minutes if necessary.
Please do.
Anthony Barba, Trent Hopkins, Jacob Karsowitz, it's J. A-K-U-B and K-A-R, CZEWICZ. Yamina Powell, and Yamina is YAHMINAH. Powell is common spelling. David Reineck, RHEINECK. And Alexander Schnell, SCHNELL.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the addition of the named individuals to the hiring list. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Back to you, Lieutenant.
Excellent. Thank you very much. The last item, just a general status report on police department disciplinary matters. There are no new cases to report this month. There remain two cases open and under investigation that were previously reported to this body.
Any questions of the lieutenant?
Just one, please. What were those cases? Do you remember, recall what the nature of the cases is, Lieutenant?
Yes, one was a 3-5 prohibited workplace discrimination investigation. And then the other one was related to open records release.
Okay. Thank you.
Lieutenant Furman, do you have anything else for us?
Other than welcoming Commissioner Fudge Hart and looking forward to working with you on behalf of MPD, I have nothing further.
Thank you.
I echo that as well. Welcome.
Thank you, Chief. If we have nothing further, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd move adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn the meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.